This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And this is the master list of what's going on in the world. The good stuff, maybe some bad stuff. Happy birthday to Cheryl Stahl, David Teller, Paul Woodhill, Bernard Tanner, listeners to the Good Day program. How do you do? I'm doing a lot better than I sound. Thank you very much. Excuse me. Although the ladies have said, Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay Kirschman, that I sound better than I did a few hours ago, which is not a bad thing.
You're getting hurt.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
No, not really. No, it doesn't really hurt.
I feel like sometimes the congestion adds to, like, that pain. That what is it, the post-nasal drip? That sexy post-nasal drip, you know?
You think this is sexy?
No.
Nope.
No. No, thank you. No. Not at all. Not at all. All right, so let's see if we can find some good. There's always good with the mediocre and with the bad. There's always good. Well, let me do good first, then maybe not so good. The largest... start that again, Doug. The largest ruby ever found. This is for ladies who expect to get big
jewelry.
You got
jewelry. It for me for my birthday?
$30 million, Jennifer.
Wow.
$30 million.
I'm taking it out of the
note
then.
55 carat, discovered by a Canadian firm in Mozambique last year. The gemstone sale at Sotheby's, describing the ruby as exceedingly rare. That sounds like an understatement, actually. Right?
55, like a little less than 55 and a half carat gemstone. That
see, I don't, that doesn't
crazy.
Mean anything to me.
That's
that
almost like
weight?
The size of J-Lo's engagement ring.
Yeah.
So,
really?
You know, it's big.
It's wicked huge.
So, no, come on. How much did J-Lo's ring, do you think, cost? What does that mean?
It's not.
$3 million?
I don't think it's 55 carats, but I'm just being funny because her rings are always gigantic.
Yeah. Well,
it's the current one. I remember when she was first engaged to Ben Affleck, J-Lo, that pink diamond.
That's the same one.
She has a different one. Is it the same size? Or is this one a little smaller?
I don't know. I think, what is it? Probably she's probably got 10. Like, Kim Kardashian with Kanye had, what, 7 carats? I mean, that's a lot of diamond
on
here.
Well, and then after Kim Kardashian had that hostage robbery situation, she stopped wearing her real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just Googled it. Her 15-carat ring from Alex Rodriguez was $1 million.
Her 15-carat ring?
Yep.
That's gigantic. I mean, do you understand how big that is? That's gigantic.
Did she give it back to Alex Rodriguez?
This is why she's in such good shape. She is in good shape because she has to lift her jewelry around all the time.
There you go.
Forget an ankle weight. Just put on the J-Lo jewelry collection and you'll be buffing.
So what did she keep it? After
that's a good question.
She should have. I mean, it was a gift, right? I feel like it's one of those stipulations. I feel like it depends on how it ended. If the receiver of that ring caused the relationship to end or made something like that, I feel like, yes, you have to give it back. If it's a family heirloom or something, yes, you give it back. But if allegations and rumors are true that he was cheating on her and that's why it ended, then she totally gets to keep the ring.
Revenge. Right.
You know, they say blood diamond, revenge diamond is what that is.
So then, how's the comparative of what she got from Rodriguez versus what she got from Ben?
Come on, James. Googler in charge.
I'm working on that. Harry Winston got her one for $2.5 million.
Harry Winston is a jeweler.
I love you so much.
Right. He's not in the running for any of this.
I forgot they were together.
Right. Yeah. By the way, that new movie, Air, that stars Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, is very good. Anybody who wants to see, it's the story of Michael Jordan and how he got to Nike. It's a very, very good movie. And as usual, the two of them are great in it. Viola Davis plays the mother of Michael Jordan. She's very good. I had forgotten that Michael Jordan's father was killed. I didn't. I'm trying to remember the circumstances around that. But then you go through the movie and you realize that this guy has made four. This is Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. not Nike. Michael Jordan has made $400 million endorsing Nike products wow. since he was 18.
Think about how much Nike made, if that's how much he made.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, somebody just mentioned Kanye. A couple of former teachers at the Donda Academy are suing him for wrongful termination.
Uh-oh.
This is, where in California is this school? Is it in
Donda
L.A. County?
It's in like, what, it's in like Simi Valley, Thousand Oaks.
Simi Valley, yeah, mm-hmm. okay. All right, so this one lady was a substitute teacher, and then she became a full-time third grade teacher. Her daughter started working in the school, and they were fired last month, according to the lawsuit, alleging they were terminated after complaining about unlawful and unsafe practices at the school. So no action was taken at the time. Apparently there are things in the school that aren't supposedly safe. They aren't secure. And they didn't do anything. Kanye didn't. I mean, how connected is he other than his name? I guess that would be my question.
He seems like he's pretty involved with this because when a lot of that stuff was going around with his anti-Semitic comments, he called for the school to be closed. He called for it to be shut down. And I think it briefly appeared to be shutting down amid the backlash, but then they're still taking applications for the 23-24 school year, according to the website. So, not really sure. But he seems pretty involved.
All right, let's talk about Gavin Newsom, shall we? It's always fun. Signed a law.
Pass.
I'd like to pass. Anyway, he signed a law that stops one of the most important universities from being forced to turn away thousands of students. The state Supreme Court had ordered the University of California at Berkeley to reduce its enrollment. It agreed with a neighborhood group that had argued more students affect the environment and that adding more students would worsen the housing shortage in San Francisco. School officials said they would have to reject 2,600 students for the new class. You know, I don't hold with a lot of the stuff that he does, but at some point somebody got to wake up to the fact that all these children don't need college. They don't. You don't need to go to college. There are plenty of opportunities. Now, that's not the thinking behind all of this, but I just thought that it was an interesting, right? An interesting sort of conundrum.
Yeah, depending on what career path you want to go to. And I think that a lot of the, not the technical schools, what's the school, what
trade.
Are the schools that I'm thinking? Trade schools.
Schools?
Thank you. Yes, I think that those don't get enough of a spotlight.
No. I totally agree. Not everybody needs to go to college.
Nope. All right. Jennifer, you're familiar with the Reedy Creek. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The Reedy Creek situation in Florida.
Fill me in.
Well, this is when DeSantis went after Disney.
The Disney area, right.
When they first set this all up, Disney bought all this land under lots of different, sort of protectorate corporations in the 60s, buying up thousands, thousands, thousands of acres and complete towns. Excuse me. So when they put it all together, the state let them, because there was nothing going on in this part of Florida, so the state said, okay, you can pretty much run it, what you want. Yeah. So they created an organization called the Reedy Creek Association to manage all of these communities. So along comes DeSantis, who sees the things going on there that are improper, supposedly.
Well, Disney was challenging him quite a bit, which brought the attention of the governor, right? Because they were challenging him on certain things.
Right.
And so then he comes along and says, wait a second, you need to not be able to get all these freebies. And by the way, he's right in that respect. Disney is a very functional corporation, and they should be not paying less than the mom and pop stores that are also operating in Florida.
Yep. But the real story here, interesting because it's been exacerbated, if you will, interview in the Wall Street Journal of the weekend. One of the chief executives, a guy named Ike Perlmutter, who was around at the beginning, he had, 30 million shares of the company, so he's worth $3 billion. These guys. Anyway, he says that Disney shouldn't have gotten involved in politics, and apparently because they don't like DeSantis' politics. You know, they're a Disney California bunch of ultra-liberals, and I don't use that term lightly or often. But anyway, so DeSantis thought he was cute, and he got legislation passed to get rid of Reedy Creek. Why can't I say that? Reedy Creek. But, and he installed his own, right-wing wackos to run the thing that Reedy Creek had done before. So
would
Disney...
you call them people of a different political persuasion?
Okay. Thank you. So, anyway... So Disney hires a bunch of lawyers, and they dig through, and they find some law from 1833 or something, which basically negated what they were doing.
It says that it goes until the last dependent of King
Charles. 99 years from, yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is never 99 yeah. years after the last dependent.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty interesting, frankly, under the circumstances. All right, Jennifer. I want to talk about Balance 7. You're familiar with Balance 7.
Yeah.
You and your dad are taking it. Balance 7 is supposed to improve the acid and alkaline balance in your body. So how have you found it? Have you found it working?
What I find it works best for. If you're someone who's taking like over-the-counter supplements because when you eat your favorite foods, you know, you get the gurgling stomach, the sour stomach, you feel like you're getting some indigestion and stuff. I find that Balance 7 works very quickly in just making that go away. And if you take it regularly, instead of just as needed, you take it once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the evening, you're going to feel pretty good. It's going to get your stomach in a nice shape of balance. That's why I travel with it even when I go on vacation places.
Whoa, good for you. 800-793-9039. Mention the name Doug, and you'll feel the difference. Balance 7, 800-793-9039.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at fastleadsnow.net. Fastleadsnow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. Fastleadsnow.net. Fastleadsnow.net. That's fastleadsnow.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I moving into the social media realm with celebrity news items that are trending. The passing of Coolio was recently noted, and the cause of death now has been revealed. So we'll get to that, plus some news on Pete Davidson right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Gangsta's Paradise. All right, so Coolio, do you know what his real name was? No, his name wasn't Coolio.
No, it was artist Leon Ivey Jr.
Oh, okay. So Coolio died from fentanyl. Okay, so why should that be a surprise from these guys? Right? There's one thing that is plaguing the entertainment industry above all else, and that's the number of people using the coke or whatever is laced with fentanyl. Why do they...
Well, not even the industry. It seems like it's just run amok everywhere.
Everywhere. So how old was this guy? And shouldn't he have known better, I guess would be the question.
Well, I mean, addiction is also an illness that a lot of people do try to get help and overcome. And I think that he had gone to rehab a few times and had been relapsing. He was 59 at the time of his death.
Mm.
there's a message.
But there were questions of, because he has asthma, and there were questions of, was it a horrendous asthma attack? Was it a heart condition? A lot of times we're seeing, it also feels like we're seeing an uptick on cardiac incidents, which are taking people out left and right. And
that are connected to this.
Well,
right? Or to...
I mean, not drug-related in the sense, it seems. Well, that was one of the things that people were wondering, if it was a heart instance, a heart situation that wasn't connected to
drugs. I'd be curious to know, Jay, whether he had shots for COVID. Because Jack Stockwell maintains that a lot of people that are having heart problems now are having them because there was something that didn't agree with their body chemistry that was in the vaccine.
Well, and have you seen it? Because I have seen for both. I have seen that in correlation with people who had the COVID vaccine, and also in correlation with people who had COVID without receiving the COVID vaccine.
Right.
And yeah, it's interesting, the studies, but it definitely seems like, what is it, myocardia?
Infraction or infarction or something.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like things keep kind of, not precordial catch syndrome, but where it's almost the situation where the heart just stops, and not because of some kind of blunt force trauma.
Yeah. Pete Davidson is being stalked by a lady named Michelle Moutrini. Broke into his house. What, is she nuts? She is unfit to stand trial because she's psychiatrically on the moon someplace, which is kind of what happens with these stalkers, right? That usually when you have somebody like that who's chasing you around, it's because they're unstable. In some connection, they want
to... Yeah, and to the point where she can't even stand trial. Most stalkers can stand trial to a certain point, but she's just unfit.
Out of it, gone. That's it. And that's what's scary about celebrities. Imagine just anything... You know, more than with the good comes the bad sometimes. 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing in me.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. China is attempting to threaten Taiwan and play peacemaker over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As China seeks to establish itself as a new global counterbalance to Washington, they sent aircraft carriers towards Taiwan and launched live-fire exercises in the straits, coming face-to-face with forces from Taiwan over the weekend. Taiwan claims it was just observing the exercises. Senator Lindsey Graham on the increased tensions.
I think they're setting the stage possibly for a blockade of Taiwan, that the Communist Chinese Party
is going to test us dramatically this year and next year before the election.
Lindsay on Fox News has ideas how to slow China's role.
And we need to respond forcefully. If they do that, we need to blockade oil shipments coming from the Mideast to China.
Tennessee lawmakers expelled over disrupting the Tennessee House last week will be voted on today by the Nashville City Council. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Well, well, she is standard cause she walks and drives like an
you
ace.
Walk like an ace.
Nah, you walk like an ace. She makes the Indy 500 look like the Roman chariot race.
Walk like an ace. Nah, you look like an ace.
A
great
song. A lot of guys try to catch her, but she needs them all.
Great group.
Fun.
All right, so we've been celebrating the Beach Boys because last night on CBS there was a two-hour special, Grammy Award winners touting the adventures of the Beach Boys for the past 56 years. Imagine that, they've been...
My goodness.
Yep. And so I said earlier, I thought Brandi Carlile was, in terms of what registered with me, her voice, her presentation, just everything about her, I found attractive. And then I was countered with a note from somebody who said that he thought the best part of the Beach Boys concert last night was the outfit that Leanne Rimes was wearing. So if you look up Leanne Rimes and her outfit, I thought it was inappropriate, frankly, for the celebration and for the audience. It was a low-cut dress. She doesn't have that much cleavage anyway, but I just thought it was... do you think I'm out of place by saying that, Jay?
Well, I think, like, the lower cut it is, the less cleavage makes it look better.
Easier?
Yeah. I am Google. I'm asking the Google bot for a photo of this, and I'm not seeing anything.
Really?
Was it...
Wow, that's pretty unusual. I would have thought there'd been a lot of photos.
Oh, long sleeves, kind of sheer?
No. Is that... She was, no, if
no,
you
this
look
is
at
the Grammy salute.
Yeah, no, this is at the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that's what I guess the Google bot, and it is mm-hmm. giving me all different kinds of images. The
yeah,
Grammys,
right.
Especially. Apparently, this is the one that a lot of people were like, "Oh, that's amazing!" It was a Grammy salute, and it was kind of sheer, and you could see through it. It seems low cut.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Enough said. Brandi Carlile, I like better. Frankly. All right, from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know, as we get into spring, you listen to my voice, you know spring has sprung, the grass is riz, and where are all the hummingbirds? They are out big time. Hummingbirds are so fascinating. Do you have any hummingbirds around where you are? Hummingbirds.
They are so beautiful.
Oh, my God. They
and it's
tend
amazing
to
how they can just stay still. Like, they're
right,
in the air,
flapping.
Fluttering, but they are so still, like a little bird helicopter.
Okay. Did you know that hummingbirds flap their wings 80 times a second? How do they do that? Think about it. They move up and down. They go left, they go right, they go forward, they go backward. But they are, and they can fly at 75 miles an hour. Audubon Society, in their spring overview of animals and birds to watch out for, has this very interesting overview of the hummingbird. And they describe them in the pamphlet as aerial aces. Which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they use it to catch insects that move fast. So hummingbirds move. Their wing muscles are so strong. Their little bodies, they have high metabolism, and they need to eat more. So they go after these. They quickly move after they've adapted, basically. That's what they've done to what their needs are for food. Isn't that? I guess that's pretty much the nature of things, right? There are, and by the way, the hummingbird, the average number of heartbeats per minute of a hummingbird, 1,200.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Yeah, that kind of adds up, though.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway. Here's the story from a very interesting group of college friends who have raised $15 million, Jay. And collected 100 million pounds of surplus food to fight food insecurity. This all got started with a couple of friends named Aiden Riley and Ben Collier, who were sent home after the virus got started.
Mm-hmm.
And they found, looking around and all the hospitals filling up and people dying, the food supply chain certainly was broken. So one of them comes from L.A., the other from Connecticut. They were at Brown University. They observed how labor shortages caused food from local farms to go to waste. And so then they looked around and said, we got to do something about this.
Yeah.
So they rented a U-Haul. They called up local farmers, and they said, we'll take your extra food and bring it around to the local food banks. So they have... They then started what's called the Farm Link Project. They've raised since 2020, $15 million and delivered 100 million pounds of surplus food to communities all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And more people wanted to get involved with this, where now they have a network of like plus 600 student volunteers even.
Yep.
So it started as these two guys just that had cool. one of those light bulb moments.
Yep.
Really rolled into something amazing.
Yep. Congratulations. All right. Speaking of congrats, the Masters over the weekend, I guess Phil Mickelson, the two names that I know, Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Well, Tiger Woods withdrew from the Masters because he had a foot injury.
Mm-hmm.
He was disappointed, but he just said that he had an aggravated plantar problem. Plantar, you know, that's the stuff with your, when you have warts and stuff on your foot. So he didn't play. And so how did it shake out? This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the championship. The Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa is where this took place. So what did you find in terms of Mickelson came in second, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, tied for a second. John Rahm took the championship home, and he is the second Spanish player to win two different majors. The first one came in 2021 at the U.S. Open.
So do you follow golf much? Have you ever played golf? Do you like golf?
That's a different answer to all those questions. No, I do not follow golf. Yes, I have played golf. And some days I like golf, some days I don't.
Mm-hmm. Do you have clubs?
Yeah, I do. I don't use them anymore. It was like one season my husband and I were like, we're going to do this. And we bought clubs and everything. And we actually went golfing quite a lot one summer. And then we just fell out of it. Every now and then I'll go to a driving range, but that is very few and far between.
Mm-hmm. And does your husband like to play as well?
No, he's kind of the same as I am with it.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's kind of like fun every now and then, but mm-hmm. not to truly be active in it. Like, that's not, when it comes to like what our sport is, that's not our sport.
Got it. Okay. Some people hurt in a shooting in South Carolina over Senior Skip Day. Six people. Shooting broke out during the Skip Day in South Carolina this weekend. The people that were on the beach, this is the city of Isle of Palms, they heard the gunfire and obviously wanted, uh-oh, what's this all about? So what is it? Those were the people who were injured were all high school.
Unofficial Senior Skip Day, and it also coincides with a lot of people's spring break and everything. Yeah. So there were a lot of people at this beach in general, and apparently just some fights broke out. Gunfire ensued. Quite a few people were arrested in connection with this incident, or a question, good. I should say. And they also recovered a lot of weapons. Like, people just mm-hmm. kind of ditched their weapons, which makes you think they didn't have them legally if you're just ditching it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a gnarly situation.
Yep.
Fortunately, nobody died.
Of a gnarly situation, Putin's hostage, this Evan Gershkovitz, who is the reporter from the Wall Street Journal, has been put in prison in Russia. So then what's going to happen to this guy? He's never, they say he's going to get tried next year, apparently. When he was in his mid-20s, he apparently moved to Russia. He was working at the New York Times at the time. He wanted to report on this country because his parents were from there. And then he worked for the Moscow Times, which is the English version of the Wall Street Journal, apparently, over there. And then he got himself a job working for a promotion, promoting some hospital over there. I don't understand how that all came about. But he wanted to live there, and he's been there. And apparently the Russians have been watching him for quite a long time, and they have now accused him of espionage, and they've put him in the equivalent to San Quentin. They have this notorious Lefortovo jail, which is pretty much like the worst of all of our Leavenworth, you name it. This is a really bad prison. And the chances of this guy getting out of there alive apparently are slim to none, because that's what goes on. And the Russians who are in prison there, they find out an American is in there, and just because the government says you're charged with the treason or whatever they've charged him with,
mm-hmm.
Then this guy is, there are a lot of people who have been killed for less in jails. Journalists, human rights advocates, they kill them when they put them in jail.
Well, look at Paul Whelan, who's been there since 2018, and he was arrested under suspicion of espionage, and yet he's 53, he's still there.
Yeah, Yep. Okay, a couple of other names in the news here. Teacher Jeffrey Keene, Florida teacher, was fired after he asked his class to write their own obituaries. Man.
See, I have a question about this, because he was fired out. He had his students write obituaries ahead of an active shooter drill. Is it because they, this exercise came right before an active shooter drill? Because I remember, I remember growing up, and we did not have active shooter drills. The only drills we had were fire drills. However, mm-hmm. it was part of an English lesson where we did have to write our own obituaries, and it was more in the sense of storytelling, and that's what it was about. So, is it the fact that the students had to write obituaries in general, or because it was right ahead of an active shooter drill that he got fired? That's my connect. My question is the connection of the two. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The school board said you have an option. Either resign without violating your contract. He said, I didn't do anything wrong. Or we're going to fire you. We'll terminate you. And mm-hmm. that's what they did, apparently. And he says, I don't regret setting up the assignment. If you can't talk really to the students about what's happening in the environment, what good is it? And I think there's mm-hmm. something to what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a psychology teacher. This definitely goes with psychology and mental health. And if any class is going to have it, it makes sense that it would be a psychology class, where, again, I had to do this, and it was part of an English class when I was in school.
Yeah. All right, I've been corrected. Apparently I said the master's was in Tulsa, and I don't know why I said that, because I knew it was in Atlanta. Right? Isn't it always in the Masters? Always in Atlanta?
Georgia. Mm-hmm. Augusta, Georgia. Yeah.
Did I say Atlanta or Augusta? Oh, no. I didn't say the right either. Well, let's see. A third time is the charm. It's Augusta, Georgia, not Atlanta, and not Tulsa. All right? We got that straight?
John Rahm won.
Right. Yeah, get it right the first time, if not the second time. How about the third time? 48 past the hour.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Like drama to me. 53 after the hour. Chuck Curry is here, a movie man for Movie Moments on Good Day. This is the theme from Under Siege. This is a, did they use the same, were there two or three of those movies?
Two of them.
Two of them. They use the same theme for both of them?
I think they did in the second one. I actually like the second one. It takes place on the train. The reason we play that is Steven Seagal turned 72 years of age today. Very interesting legacy, I think, he leaves behind after, you know, after Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger rule the roost with the action stuff.
Right.
Back in the 80s and 90s, you started to see these other guys pop up around the edges like Van Damme, and then Seagal made a big dent. And actually, despite the fact that he's a strange dude in real life and his infamous appearance hosting Saturday Night Live and stuff, of legend in the way he lives his personal life, and a lot of people don't like him, so on and so forth, but he did do a body of work that I think will stand the test of time. If you like action, and it all came to a head in a good way with Under Siege. I think that was in 92 when he teamed up with director Andrew Davis, who did The Fugitive with Harrison Ford, and Warner Brothers surrounded him with real talent like Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey, and that was a terrific action film. It really was, and I like the sequel a lot also. But
it's not obvious to see Tommy Lee Jones as a bad guy either.
He was great. That was a really good movie, and a big big gamble for the studio because they spent real money on the budget, but it paid off because it was a quality film and it did big business at the box office. But you know, it's interesting because he hit a peak, and after his peak, Seagal started doing all these direct to Walmart bin DVDs like on a weekly basis and just put his career into the toilet and bloated up, put a lot of weight on, got out of shape, and it is what it is. But he's 72 years old today. Just wanted to point
Happy
that
birthday.
Out.
Happy birthday. All right, so over the weekend, I went to see Air. With Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. It was very well done. I enjoyed it thoroughly. What a great story. Viola Davis plays Michael Jordan's mother. And one of the things I learned from the movie, Chucker, is that Michael Jordan has made $400 million as an endorser of Nike products.
Pretty good.
There you go.
And that was the story of a guy who took a chance and went all out to sign a relatively, at least an unknown potential in the NBA to give him his own sneaker, right? Yeah. And the rest is history.
Trust your gut, more or less. All right, so how'd the box office total shakeout this weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend. Super Mario Brothers blew past expectations, $146 million. $204 in its first 5 days. That is, from what I read, the biggest animated opening of all time. That says, I still am amazed. I got to say this. I still am amazed how many adults sit in a movie theater and watch cartoons. love it. Yeah. They love it. John Wick, $14 million, $147 million in 3 weeks of release. That is a good number. Dungeons and Dragons, 14.5. It dropped 61% week to week, but still $62 million in 10 days. Air, which you just spoke of, $20 million in 5 days. Studios very happy with that number, simply because adult-oriented dramas with good reviews usually have staying power at the box office, so it should continue to do well. And Scream 6 round out the top five, 103 million in 5 weeks. That is a very good number for a sixth entry in a horror franchise. So here's the thing, Doug. People are definitely going back to the movies.
Yep.
And they They just released over the weekend the newest trailer to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Yep. And I got to tell you, it looks fantastic. It really looked good. And here's the thing. James Mangold, who's the director, Spielberg did not direct this one, got a gig directing a new Star Wars movie. Meaning, and he's a very good director, but you wouldn't get that gig unless this Indiana Jones movie is good.
It's going to be good.
I believe it's good.
Yeah. Jeremy Renner is out and about. He went out with his family over the weekend to Six Flags. He is trying to get back on his feet, if you will.
Well, if you look at the video of that accident, him in the hospital, it is amazing that he's alive.
He's alive,
exactly. Amazing.
Yep. Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Is going to play Bob Dylan. I don't know this guy. Should I know this guy?
Yeah, he'll tell you who he is.
Who will?
Jay will tell you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's one of those younger actors. He was in a remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, he's going to be in
that. Backstory of, what's his name?
Bob Dylan.
Who owned the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Yeah, the backstory of the young Willy Wonka.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not too impressed with either of those, so good luck to those of you who are. Thank you, Chugger. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Doug.
59 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.